Zeggen we alle bij zijn, Mishnah Gemara, meet erbij, u boek zachem harbe. Koelen tme, a meet that's inside a house, and that house has many doorways, all the doorways are tme. We need to say that the halacha l'moshe mishina, that a meet that's inside a house, besides being metame the contents of the entire house, it's also metame all the kelim that are in the doorway through which the meet will eventually be taken out from. Kelim that are inside that doorway, even if they're on the opposite side of the door and the door is closed, become tummy from the maze, as if they're inside the bias itself. That's our halacha l'moshe mishina. Now if the bias has many doorways and we don't know through which door the maze will be taken through, then all the doorways will become tummy, all the kelim and all the doorways will become tummy from the maze until we clarify which doorway the maze will be taken through. Niftach echad mehen hu tummy. If one of the doorways is open, one of the doors of the house was open, so now we know that the mace will be taken through that door. In that case, only the kelim in that doorway now are tameh from the mace, but the kelim in the other doorways would be tar, would not become tameh from the mace. And since we know that the mace is taken through the doorway that's open, only that doorway would be tameh. The rest of the doorways are tar. If one of the doors were open, but he decided that he will take the maze through one of the doorways, or he decided that he's going to take the maze through a window that's at least 4x4 tefachim, and that's the minimum size that's suitable to take a maze through. In such a case, that decision protects all the doorways, as all the other doorways are now tar. Since he decided to take the maze through one doorway, only the kelim that are in that doorway would become tameh, but the kelim in the other doorways would be tar, since he will not take the maze through the other doorways. Beishami said, that which the mission said, that if he makes the decision to take the maze through one doorway, the other doorways are tar, that's only if he made the decision before the maze died, while the person is still alive. In such a case, since he made the decision to take the maze through one specific doorway, only that doorway is tameh, while the other doorways would be tar. But if he only made the decision after the maze died and was inside the house, as it didn't work, that at the time the maze died, all the doorways became tameh, a decision that he makes afterwards would not change the status of the other doorways, and all the doorways would be tameh. Beis Hillel said that even a decision that he makes to take a maze through one specific doorway could be made after the maze died, a decision at that time would change the status of the other doorways. Only the doorway in which he decided to take the maze through would be tameh, while the other doorways would be tar. But the decision that he makes would only change the status of the other doorways from the point that he made his decision and onwards. But the kelim that were in the other doorway before he made the decision would be tameh, even though he later decided not to take the maze through the other doorways. The kelim that were there before the decision would become tameh. But according to Beis Hillel, at the very least, the kelim that are brought in the other doorways after his decision to take the maze through one specific doorway would be tar, while Beis Shammai holds that even kelim that are brought in the other doorways after his decision was made would become tameh, as a decision cannot be made after the death of the person. Now, even though Beis Shammai does agree, when one of the doorways is opened, that changes the status of the other doorway. The other doorways would become tar at that point. But in this case, none of the doorways were open. Just he made a decision to take the maze to one of the doorways, that's not enough to protect the other doorways. A house that has many doorways, and there's a mace inside the house, and one of the doorways has been sealed up with stones, and he decided to open up that doorway by removing the stones. Beishami says, when he starts removing the stone and opening up that pesach, that only protects the other doorways from becoming tameh when he opens up a space of four tefachim, which is large enough to get the mace through that space. Beis Hillel said, as soon as he starts opening up that doorway, as soon as he starts taking away some stones, even though he doesn't yet have a space of four tefachim, that will stop the other doorway from becoming tameh from the mace inside the house. Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai, though, in such a case, that his opening up a doorway for the first time to the mace inside a house, and the house has a doorway, but he wants to open up a new doorway. In such a case, until he opens up that new doorway, an area of four tefachim, the other doorway would remain tameh. It's not good enough that he's starting to open up that doorway. He has to open up a space of four tefachim in order to protect the other doorways and the house. As in this case, since there was never a doorway there before. If they're opening up a doorway for the first time, it's not good enough that he only starts opening up that doorway. He has to open up an area for Tzachan to protect the other doorways from becoming tame from a maze inside the house. A woman that was having difficulty in childbirth. During her difficulty in giving birth, she was taken from one house to a second house, and she subsequently gave birth to a dead child in the second house. The contents of the first house that she was in while she was having difficulty giving birth are tame misafek. We have a suspect whether the contents of that house would become tame from the dead child that she was carrying. As maybe while she was in that house, her womb opened up enough to allow the tumor from the dead child to be tame the contents of the house. Or maybe her womb did not open up in that house, so therefore, even though she was carrying a dead child, the dead child inside of her would not be metame the contents of the house unless her womb opened. While the second house in which she gave birth to a dead child would, without a doubt, become tame the contents of that house, would become tame from the dead child that she delivered. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai Bismai Shehini Talos Bekapayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which we said, that the contents of the first house are tame misafek, that's only if the woman was carried from the first house to the second house. Avum Haisam Aleches Harishon taught Shemishan Niftach HaKeber Ein Pnai Lahalek. But if the woman walked from the first house to the second house, then the contents of the first house are definitely taught, because once the womb opened, a woman is unable to walk. Had her womb opened in the first house, she would no longer be able to walk. She would have to be carried from the first house to the second house. Since she was able to walk from the first house to the second house, that's a riot that her womb did not open, so therefore the contents of the first house remain taught. That which Rabbi Yehuda said, that had the womb open, she would no longer be able to walk, that's only if the navel that she delivered, if the dead child that was delivered had a head the size of a spindle knot, that the head was at least that size. In such a case, had the womb open, she would no longer be able to walk. And the fact that she walked from the first house to the second house is proof that her womb did not open in the first house, and the contents of the first house is taught. But if the navel, the dead child that she delivered, had a head that was smaller than a spindle knot, in such a case, it's possible that even though the womb opened, she would still be able to walk. So if she delivered a dead child in the second house that had a head smaller than a spindle knob, even if she walked from the first house to the second house, that's no raya that her womb did not open in the first house. It's possible that the womb did open in the first house, and in such a case, we would have to be the time of the contents of the first house and be suffering, even according to Rabbi.